mind. Open your mind. How often do we find ourselves in situations where we know how a book is going to end? We just know how the plot unfolds. At the same time, there are those movies that have such a predictable plot. It's almost boring to watch it to the end. You can almost predict the lines that they're going to speak before they speak them. Whether it's a book or a movie or a story from a friend, we often predict the outcome because we have either seen it before, heard it before, but we just know how it's going to turn out. Life experience has taught us to expect or to know the outcome. We know how certain things are going to turn out. We just know. Movies and television shows often follow certain formulas. Years ago, murder mysteries were so predictable that it gave rise to that common phrase, "Well, of course, the butler did it." When the early Sherlock Holmes movies were quite popular, people were more taken by how he would get there and figure it out rather than who did the crime. It was more a process of being engaged by his process rather than who did it, because it was predictable. In many ways, this is how we live our lives. This is our choice. We know how certain things will turn out, and so we predictably do the very things that we know that will give us that predictable outcome. Now, we may want to have other outcomes or other ends, but we do what's predictable because we know. We rely heavily on what we know. And then we feed what we know with all the evidence and the data to support what we know. Now, it may not be right, but that doesn't matter. It may not get us what we verbally say we want, but it does, in fact, deliver reliably on how we act, how we behave, and what's predictable. Now, in knowing, there is a downside to all of this, and the downside is that we are not open to new ideas, alternative ways of approaching work, thinking differently. It shuts us off from other options. We're not open to other options because we already know how this will go. And it's fascinating to see how our knowing doesn't lend itself to new ideas, to expansive thinking. We keep our rules in place and then we decide on how to proceed. Rarely do we go outside the lines. And we just are comfortable in knowing how it's all going to turn out. We're secure in knowing the outcome. And yet, all of that knowing leaves us with a sense of disappointment, wishing for something a little bit different. If nothing else, there is that sense of, is that all there is? Even in our knowing, with all the knowing and great confidence we have in knowing, something's not quite right. Even though we think we know, we are still left unsettled. And so what's that all about? That seems strange. And even in our knowing, we engage in this weird, strange activity of competing with others. We do this all the time by trying to prove we know more than the next person, or we try to do this one-upmanship. And people are constantly playing who's the smartest person in the room. And that competition just shows up in so many different ways, you know, with the stories about can you top this, even though that's not the label of the game that's being played, but that's how the game plays itself out. Someone talks about their situation, condition, or circumstances, and then someone else in the room, oh, but you should have seen my da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Always going for one bigger, better, deeper story. Because we know. We know more, we know better, we know differently. And it becomes a competition of sharing war wounds or war stories. Of can you top this? But that's all because we know. That's all because we think we fully understand what it's all about. And we rely heavily on that which we know and that which we think we understand. And in a funny sort of way, that is in fact a problem. Because perhaps we don't know and perhaps we don't understand. And ultimately, perhaps, just perhaps, we're not as open-minded as we would like to think. There are two scriptures that speak to these issues. They speak to how we operate within our own thinking, and they also speak about what becomes available when we expand our thinking, when we open our minds. Too often we think of ourselves as being generous and open-minded when in practice, in daily activity, in daily life, that may not be the case. It's one of those situations where I would suggest if you think you're open-minded and very generous, just ask one of your friends who is honest enough to tell you the truth. And when you ask your friend who's honest enough to tell you the truth, are you really open-minded? Are you really open to suggestions and contributions? They'll tell you. Getting back to the scriptures that deal with this topic, the first one comes from Proverbs. And it basically says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So while we might think we have it all figured out, the scripture says, don't lean on your own understanding. It's very clear. I mean, clearly there are certain things that, yes, we understand that if it's hot, don't touch it. If the traffic light is red, stop. We understand these things. But there is a deeper, different aspect of understanding that this is pointing to. It's about an understanding in terms of life itself. And if the truth be told, we have a false sense of knowing how it's all figured out, when it's really not complete, it's not true, it's not accurate, it's not complete. And if we really tell the truth, it's our knowing how it works out and knowing how we have it all figured out. That's what often gets us into trouble, our knowing. And that's what often leaves us incomplete and disappointed. And so the scripture from Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, provides something. So if we're not to lean on our own understanding, where do we go? What is there then? Well, that takes us to the next scripture that I'd like to point you to. And that comes out of Luke chapter 24, verse 45. And it reads, then he opened their minds to help them understand the scriptures. Now, this excerpt comes from the retelling of what happened when the disciples saw Jesus after the resurrection. They didn't believe it was him. Their understanding said that this could not be true. Their understanding, like we say, they couldn't wrap their heads around it. They didn't believe what they were seeing. Their knowing did not match what they were seeing. And while they had been informed of the resurrection, had been taught the scriptures, they weren't going to those things that they knew and were taught by Jesus. They were operating from what they believed to be their familiar reference points, operating from a worldly context that had them locked in a box that they just weren't aware of being captured in. And so the scripture reads that he opened their minds to help them understand. Understand him, understand his presence, understand the scriptures. Jesus had to open their minds to help them understand. And so, where is your mind closed? And you may not even realize it, so take a moment and think about it, reflect on it. What is it that you know, and your knowing allows only certain outcomes? What is that knowing? How is it hampering your life, your operations, your outcomes? And it's easy to figure that out because it's a place where things have been the same for a long, long time, or maybe worse. Because we know. Where is your logic flawed in that you're not able to see the options available to you? Sometimes opening our minds means that we have to give up what we think we know as being the truth. Sometimes opening our minds means that we have to accept that which is counter to what we think it should be or how we've been operating. The opportunity for the miraculous is only impeded by the state of our open-mindedness. Let me say that again. The opportunity for the miraculous is only impeded by the state of our open-mindedness. Now, that may not be stated properly or as well as it could be, but you get the intent. Our open-mindedness is that which allows for miraculous to show up. That open-mindedness allows for the miraculous to show up. So, here's what I want to leave you with. Open your mind. Shift your perspective. And prepare to receive the miraculous. Just open your mind. God bless.